This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, November 22nd. While cattle prices had a good week last week as we pushed higher on the futures market and the cash markets, live cattle front months just continue to plow higher, breaking out of a trading range that they'd been in for a couple weeks, and quite a bit of energy behind this move to the upside. In feeder cattle, we also had a push up, but it took us back to those October highs. And so far, we're kind of just hovering right in there. But the market had an impressive run on Thursday. And then for feeders, kind of just had a quiet day on Friday. But live cattle continued to push higher on Friday. Cash markets were higher for the week. It looks like the Fed trade right around 133 to 134. We saw mostly 133 in the south, which was up 1 to 2 from the previous week. In the north, we saw some trade at 133 to 135, which is up 1 to 4 for the week. Dress trade around 210 would have been up 3 on the week. Box beef values were higher on Friday. Choice was up 225, or sitting at 278. Select up 67 at 264. The spread was up 158 at 1458. Movement 103 loads. The slaughter rate as of Friday was 608,000, which was up about 11,000 over the previous week and up about 15,000 over last year. So we're continuing to show impressive numbers on the slaughter capacity here and performing better than last week and last year. Getting back to the boxed beef, even though we were higher on Friday, for the week, choice and select both were down $6. So it does appear that we probably put in some seasonal highs here. The box beef has really struggled here, even on decent volume and even on good slaughter rates. The packers are still pulling cattle forward and paying higher prices even as the box beef declines. They still have great margins. They still want to take advantage of this while they can, and kind of shoring up their supplies for the Christmas and New Year's holiday. But usually seasonally, the market tends to stall out in early December. So here we are, we're late Nov. Perhaps we're going to continue higher here, but I think that with this push up in futures, with the strength in the cash, we're following along that normal seasonal pattern, and I would look for the markets to stall out here. We want to be taking advantage of this rally, getting some sales on at least for the first quarter of next year, if not into the second quarter. The cattle on feed report showed that numbers are still pretty high at 11.948 million head on feed as of November 1st. That's 100% of last year. That's pretty close to what the trade was looking for. The placements for October at 102% were in line with what the trade was expecting as well. That number was 2.245 million head. For October marketings, 1.788 million head. That was 95% of a year ago. That was 1% less than what the trade was looking for. Placement weights were up in all categories except for the 1,000-pound plus. So, you know, we're still looking at heavyweight cattle coming into the feedlots. The numbers from the report show that the number on feed more than 120 days is up 2.2% over last year, and it's up 6% over the average. So that's really kind of the crux of our issue here, is there's a lot of cattle that are front-end loaded here in the feedlots. They're going to have to move these cattle at a normal pace at least through next quarter, at least through the next month, next couple months. And that's posing a dilemma, because you've already got beef prices at record highs. You're looking at typically the consumer moves away from your higher value cuts of beef after the holidays. So, and clearly the box beef is already showing that, and the spread declining is already showing that. So the question is, how much demand destruction is happening at these record high beef prices? And of course the feedlots, you know, are coming into this stretch again with a lot of numbers that they've got to move. Behind them, of course, there's not a lot of calves compared to the previous years. Herd reduction has been quite aggressive this past year, so we do look for the calf crop to be smaller. We do look for available numbers to place to be smaller. That is all true, but we have to keep an eye on what's going on in the southern plains. You've got a very strong La Nina that is developing in the southern hemisphere that tends to produce dryness in the U.S. southwest, so we'll see if that materializes. But we are looking at a dry stretch and some drought developing in key areas of the southern plains. If you start to push cattle off of pastures early, that provides a round of supply for the feeder, for the feedlots. So all these things are coming into play. But I think for now, the bottom line is, from a fundamental perspective, you're looking at the likelihood of consumers moving away from beef just simply because prices are so high at a time when you're going to have a fair amount of beef continuing to come into the marketplace. So that's not a good combination. Grain prices are on the move higher, and that continues to be pretty well supported. And there's, you know, clearly a bull market in wheat, and pretty strong suggestion that there's a bull market in corn as well. So that doesn't bode well for feeders either. So short term, I think taking advantage of this rally is a good idea. I think this is just a correction still in the big sell-off that we had from last fall. I think we're looking at another leg down as we work our way through the winter. And then at that point, we just see what the weather does. If you don't have any grass, you're not going to start rebuilding herds, and that's going to continue to keep the pressure on cattle prices. If you get good rains and things look optimistic, then you start to see things change as you get into the fall and into next winter when you start retaining heifers. But for now, I don't see that happening just yet. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.